The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in today for our weekly show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We focus here on personal and spiritual growth, on spirituality rather than religion. And we explore ways to actually reclaim the connection and the communication with our own higher selves, with our own inner divinity, and with the power that comes through that connection. Each week I share with you workable, proven methods for experiencing greater peace, greater love, joy, and connection, and how to remove those internal, usually unconscious, obstacles that have actually blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. I believe that it is our God-given birthright to experience inner joy, peace, and unconditional love, to actually feel whole in body, in mind, and in spirit. And if that's what you want, then you're in the right place. And I hope that you and all of your friends join us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am an interfaith and metaphysical minister and life coach. And my passion has always been spiritual connection, along with sharing what I've learned in this wild and crazy life I've lived about being happier, healthier, and more at peace inside. And so each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what actually helps, what really matters, so that we can have not only the energy, but the inspiration to begin living in the ways that we've always wanted to live. I know that each and every one of us is a divinely created being. And that divine spark of life, it's alive in each and every one of us. I know that because without it, we wouldn't be living. We would be what we call dead. We wouldn't be breathing, living, walking, talking. And because of that inner spark of life, that God spark, that inner divinity, we have the choice, and we also have the power to bring ourselves up. Sometimes we need a little help, but we can rise up out of depression, out of addiction, anger, grief, any suffering that we may have been experiencing. We can come up out of it. I know that because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I really hope that you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, or online at WAIF883.org, as we tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that actually is animating all forms of life, including yours and mine. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain or even do in order to feel that inner peace or happiness. There's really only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of that God energy inside of us. You can call that your higher self, or you can call it Great Spirit or unconditional love or divine energy. It doesn't really matter what you call it, but it really does matter if you call on it. Because that divine power that lives in your heart and mine and in everyone else's, that divine power is actually ours as soon as we claim it. And that's really what this show is all about. And so I really want to thank you for listening. And I'd also like to let you know that if you would like some help with getting in touch with that higher self, that inner spirit inside of you, There is a free guided meditation on my website. There's also a whole lot of free information and other tools on my various websites. And you're invited to check those out if you would like to. And it's just my name, Louisa Dyer, LOUISADYER. LouisaDyer.com, LouisaDyer.net, and also TheWowProcess.com. Lots of information on there if you want it. There's also a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So if you're on Facebook and you'd like to connect, please do so. I'd love to hear any comments you have about what we've had on the show or what you'd like to see on the show. And I've also been inviting people to share their personal transformational stories, aha moments, anything that's happened that has made you come alive or recognize yourself as the divine being that you are, anything that has really turned your life around for the better. I've discovered over the years that when we hear one another's transformational stories, it wakes us up in a way that just reading an article just doesn't do. And so I invite you to share those stories, and that Facebook page or any of those websites is a way to get in touch with me. And let's see if you would like to be on the radio, either by the phone or come in the station if you're in the area. And so we begin each week, each show, with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to really begin to bring body, mind, and spirit into a greater harmony. And I'd also recommend that you let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it really begins to feel more strongly the spirit that's animating the body. So I'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes, and I really hope you join me for today's exploration of how to live a healthier, happier, more centered life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
We will stay.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. That, of course, with Faith Rivera, sorry about that, doing Standing as One as a Child of Light. Be the change you want to see. Boy, isn't that the truth. For all of you who are just joining us, my name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister and life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 Eastern, right here on WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online all over the world on WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and what we focus on here is really how to live happier and healthier lives. And the way that we focus on that is finding out what's in the way of tapping into that divine source of life that's inside each and every one of us, and figuring out all the ways that there are to remove whatever has been in our way, and working with all the things that can help us embody and embrace that spirit that lives inside of us. And thankfully, there are 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 ways to do that, because what works for one might not work for another. And so that divine source of life inside of you, you might call that God, you might call that universal spirit. It doesn't really matter what you call it. What really does matter is that you call on it. Because when we can tap into and really feel connected with that source of life that lives inside of us, when we have that spark of consciousness in our awareness, it actually gives us not only the power to feel good, but the power to really be healthier and happier, and to tap into even more power. And so that's really what we do on this show every week, is we focus on that source of life itself and whatever it is that can help us welcome that connection with that divine spark inside of us and help us wake up. And I want to say happy, happy spring. Today is the spring equinox, and we are incredibly blessed because it is one gorgeous day here in Cincinnati. So I hope you've been enjoying it. I certainly have. We are going to continue our talk today about courage and about how telling the truth actually activates courage and it gives us power. And before we get into that topic, I also want to let you know about underwriting on WAIF. If you have a business that you would like to underwrite, we offer incredibly cost-friendly rates, and we can target your underwriting to any show that you choose, including this one. So just call one of our underwriting experts today if you would like. Their number is 513-351-1538 or 226-5585, and find out how you can get your business information to our listeners. The cost of underwriting is very affordable, and WAIF will help you reach our community with your message. So we actually have a very exciting show today as far as I'm concerned, because I'm going to be introducing my new co-host to you in the second half of the show today and tell you about next week's special interview that we're going to have. And how we're going to begin today is from a quote that's from Dr. David R. Hawkins' book, Transcending the Levels of Consciousness, which is the book that we've been pretty much using since the beginning of the year. And we've moved ourselves up out of all those lower levels of consciousness and really shown ourselves how it is possible to come up out of those lower levels of despair and grief and rage and even pride, all the way up to the level of 200, which is courage. And that's what we talked about last week. And we're going to talk more about that today, because it is a really magical place to be inside yourself when you make a commitment to telling the truth, because that is going to jumpstart not only your connection with that spirit inside of you, but your life looking the way that you want your life to look. Because if you know anything at all about physics or spiritual reality, you know that external reality is a reflection of what's going on internally. And so beginning to tell the truth, at least to ourselves, it's going to change what we experience in our external life. And so I just want to start with a little quote, and I'm going to read it to you so you can think about it, and then I'm going to put a little bit of music on, from a woman named Paulette Meyer, who's actually going to be on the show in 2 weeks, and she's going to be doing some live music for us. And I've featured her music on the show before, but I'm going to do that again today to just give you a taste of what she's going to be doing here in 2 weeks. But let me read you this quote. This is from page 194 of the book Transcending the Levels of Consciousness. The subtitle is The Stairway to Enlightenment by David R. Hawkins. And he says, quote, courage is the result of an act of the will by which the decision is made to accept inner honesty and integrity as the principles of life to be followed despite all resistances, temptations, and obstacles. So think about that. Courage is an act of will whereby we make a decision that we are going to live by inner honesty and integrity no matter what. Think about that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why that even matters, what that gives to us, and how it gives that to us. Courage, a decision to tell the truth no matter what. Think about that. Do you think you have that courage? Well, you know you don't have to. Because it's an act of will, and we are beings of free will, all we ever have to do is be willing. So are you willing to be willing? Even that's enough. Are you willing to be willing to have inner honesty and integrity? Because that's what it means to have courage. So I'm going to let you think about that. I'm going to play Truth is One, because we're talking about telling the truth here. This is from Paulette Meyer's Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD. And like I said before, she'll be on the show in 2 weeks. So enjoy this. I'll see you back here in just a moment.
Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes. Mind that which is eternal, which gathers your hearts together up to the Lord, and lets you see that He are written in one another's heart. Mind that which is eternal, which gathers your hearts together up to the Lord, and lets you see that ye are written in one another's heart.
Welcome back, all you beautiful spirits. I actually let you hear two cuts from Paulette's CD. The first one was Truth is One. The second is Mind, that which is eternal. And I want to just read you those words from Truth is One, because that's really what we're talking about here today. This is a quote from Margaret Fell from 1660, and she was very instrumental in the Quaker faith. And the words are, truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, Yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes. That's why it matters that we tell the truth. Because when we tell the truth, we're tapping into that eternal source of life itself. It lives inside of us. It lives all around us. And if we want to be happy and healthy, that is the power that provides the ability for us to do that. And so I left everybody with a quote. I'm going to remind you of it in case you're just tuning in. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and life coach. And I'm going to be introducing you to my co-host in just a moment. I'm very excited about that. But I want to say this quote again that everyone is thinking about so you can join us in case you're just tuning in. Courage is the result of an act of the will by which the decision is made to accept inner honesty and integrity as the principles of life to be followed despite all resistances, temptations, and obstacles. Now, you know, I know, I'm a human, I know how hard it is sometimes to tell the truth and how easy it is to tell little white lies, or how easy it is to tell great big ones for that matter. And so the question that I would always have is why? What difference does it really make? I'm going to read you another quote from the same book. This is on page 186. And Dr. Hawkins says it very, very well. He says, alignment with truth rather than gain brings strength, self-respect, and true empowerment. Now, isn't that what you want? I mean, that's why we would have courage and tell the truth. Because when we do, there is this sense of inner freedom that comes from the relief of the guilt and the fear that we subconsciously feel, because at a spiritual level, we know when we're lying and we don't approve at a soul level. So anyway, that's what we're talking about today. So we're going to continue that talk, and we're going to talk to Pat about that, but I want to introduce her to you and just let her know how thankful I am that she is here. And this is Pat Meyer, who's going to be my new co-host, and she's going to do some shows with me, and she may be doing some shows on her own. And so we just want to say welcome, 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 Miss Pat. Yeah, I'm wondering if I have you on the headset. Say something again.
I believe I'm on.
There we go. I had you on the wrong speaker.
Yes, and so it's great to be here.
Good.
To be a co-host.
Good. So maybe you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what's your purpose. What is your purpose in being a co-host on a radio show?
I'm glad that you narrowed it down to being a co-host. Wow. You know, I was on the program probably a month ago, and I just realized how much I like to talk and be on radio. And I'm just stepping into a new me these days. I'm going through a transition where I'm just really stepping into using my voice and letting mm-hmm. people know who I am and mm-hmm. what's helped me in my life up till now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're wanting to share some of that?
Absolutely. And inner divinity has been a big part of my life, so I resonate a great deal with your program.
Yeah. Can you say a little bit about what inner divinity means to you and how it's mattered?
It sounds so profound. It's such profundity.
Profundity. We are doing profundities today.
You know, inner divinity, to me, I call it God, her God, and it the force within, you know, the force. So to me, it's God, but God's been a part of my life since I can remember.
Right.
And has been a great sense of strength and comfort and just really helped me in this life.
Right. So your connection with that has meant a lot to you.
Absolutely. And it's also helped me to connect with, really, it's that inner self, that inner divinity that is my intuition. So it's really helped me to listen to myself.
Right.
And to follow what the truth is for me.
Yeah.
Here as a human.
Right. Yeah, that's, I think that's been a lot of my experience too, is if it were not for that connection and the faith that I have in whatever that power is that's larger than me, I would definitely not be alive in this physical body at this time, because it is only through the power of faith and the grace of God that I could possibly be here. It would have been much easier many, many times in my life for me to either be dead or definitely in jail, or severely, seriously hurt. And I often say there is a phalanx of guardian angels that have retired with 12 purple hearts just from looking out for me all those years. And so my purpose always in doing the radio show is to let anybody who might be in a place of despair or grief or rage or wherever it is they might feel stuck, they're having a creative problem, they're having an addiction problem, they're having a depression, a relationship, whatever. My purpose in doing the show has always been to say, there's a way out. There is always a way out, and it's in. The way out is in. And because that's what I have seen not only in my own personal life, but in working with thousands of people, is that's always true. And I'm wondering sort of what you might want to say to people is your idea of, you know, like, how can you help? That's always my question, is how can I help?
Well, actually, as you were talking, I was thinking, for me, spiritual community has always been important. And years ago, I was in a spiritual community in New York City. And I believe, you know, in a sense, being on the radio and given what your program is about, to me, it's about spirituality and the truth. And it's like, I believe that we need to remind each other about the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, so in a sense, I feel that I can be that voice, you know, someone to kind of, you're all out there as a community. We're all part of a community, and, you know, I can facilitate that process of people questioning the truth or, you know, really being able to talk about spirituality.
Right.
And issues about truth.
Right.
So I think the conversation and, you know, or maybe it will be music or whatever is going to help to spark that.
Right.
Inner divinity.
Right. We're sparking in the studio. Well, I just am really glad that you're here, and I thank you for being here. I have another co-host, my good friend, Reverend Audrey DePue, and she has sat in for me a couple of times, and she may well do that again, but she got a different job, and so the timing wasn't working out so well. So there was a moment there where I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to do this by myself. And then Pat showed up, and I went, oh, maybe not. So I think the timing of it worked out perfectly. So because we're talking about courage and how it takes courage to tell the truth, but also how telling the truth activates courage, I really want us to talk about this idea that it is the alignment with truth rather than with gain that brings strength, self-respect, and empowerment. Now, I know that is true in my experience. I know that is true in a lot of people that I've worked with. But I would like everybody just to think about that for a moment. Alignment with truth rather than gain brings strength, self-respect, and true empowerment. It doesn't mean we have to be poor. I'm not saying let's all go get living in poverty together. I'm saying that to align ourselves with truth, meaning that's the principle by which we live our lives, rather than living our lives by the principle of I've got to get whatever I can get. what happens when we align ourselves with truth is then whatever actually resonates with us as our truth comes to us much more easily. So that's just, it's like, that's the why. Why would you develop the courage to tell the truth? Why would you tell the truth when it's scary to do so and actually requires courage usually to do it? That's why. Because then you can have self-respect. Then you can have true empowerment. And I'm going to read this quote, and then we're going to take a little, another little musical break here. This is also from page 186 in the same book, and I just think Hawkins says it so concisely. He says, there is a greater sense of inner freedom due to the relief from guilt and fear that subtly accompanies all violations of truth. For on the unconscious level, the spirit knows when the ego is lying. So, you know, it's like we can't ever really tell a lie to ourselves and get away with it. That's really what it comes down to. So I want to tell you about Grailville, and I want to thank Grailville because they have been supporting this show as underwriters. And I just want to let you know that support comes from Grailville Retreat and Program Center in Loveland, Ohio. They offer incredible programs there. They also offer meeting space for up to 100 people, overnight accommodations for up to 75, and special events for up to 225 people. They're conveniently located 35 minutes from downtown Cincinnati. Grailville is nestled on 300 scenic and pristine acres of nature trails, pastures, woods, and organic gardens. Tours of the facilities and grounds can be scheduled by visiting grailville.org or by calling 513-683-2340. Wonderful. So I think what I want to do now is put on just a little bit of music, and Pat and I are going to get some technical issues happening here, and then we are going to be right back with you. And this is from one of my favorite instrumental CDs. It's called Sounds of Wood and Steel. It's a Windham Hill collection, and it's absolutely divine. Enjoy.
Thank you.
you, beautiful spirits. That was Sounds of Wood and Steel. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am your host every Wednesday for Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we now have a co-host for the show. Her name is Pat Meyer, and Pat is also on the show today. Hi, Pat.
Hello,
everyone.
There she is. I keep giving her the wrong mic. That's my fault. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening today and to let you know that we are talking about courage and telling the truth and how that accesses power. And we've been talking about this for 2 weeks now because it's such an important thing. And we're going to start with the idea that the critical key to moving into the strength of courage is the acceptance of personal responsibility and accountability. And we're going to talk about what that actually means. Because if you want the power and the strength that comes from courage, then what you have to do to have that is to accept accountability for yourself. You have to be personally responsible. So I think I'm going to ask Pat what she thinks that means, because God knows I could talk about that for 3 hours. But so what do you think about that, Pat, that the key to moving into the strength and power of courage is the acceptance of personal responsibility and accountability?
Well, personal responsibility is when we're stepping into personal responsibility, we're making choices for ourselves. And rather than being victims to life, I don't know any other way to say it, but
yeah.
When we're in victim consciousness, then we let life happen to us rather than stepping into a way bigger place of personal choice and responsibility for one's life. And then your life, at least for me, just becomes a smorgasbord of possibilities, and we have so much that we can create with, and
right.
So and when you said strength and power too, I just, you know, when we're not being authentic, and we're kind of when we're coming from victim consciousness, to me, we're not really being authentic.
Right. What do you mean by victim consciousness?
Not taking responsibility for our life,
mm-hmm.
and letting things happen. Oftentimes, I think that we blame other people when
right.
we feel like we're a victim to life. And I was that way for many years, actually. And I had a very good reason, I felt, to be there. Because I actually was a victim of a violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I couldn't shake that mindset, even though I knew it wasn't doing, it wasn't serving me. And so finally, when I was able to step out of that place, I just felt free, and I felt very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really felt like I was it was all about taking charge of my life.
Right.
I was the one in charge at that point, and it felt very empowering.
Yeah. Well, you know, I learned a long time ago the whole idea about victimhood, and I really got it a long time ago that I was responsible for my unhappiness, and if I wanted to do anything about it, if I wanted it to change, then I had to do something different. But it took me a whole lot longer to actually accept responsibility for my happiness. And it's like, I think somehow I missed, it's like I was all ready to take the blame, right? But to actually feel like, oh, I am responsible for my happiness. I don't just get to beat myself up and say, aren't I a bad kid because I'm not doing this better. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for my happiness. Well, I know about 10,000 different ways to go about making oneself happy. And I had been teaching people how to do that long time before I learned how to do that for myself. Because I didn't really understand that I'm responsible for my own happiness. I only knew I was responsible for my unhappiness. So I think it's important to make the distinction that you said something about victim consciousness, that it's easy to blame And that is what victim consciousness is we blame other people and situations. But it's also the same thing if you're blaming yourself, because that's where I got stuck.
And I think that happens a lot. So thanks for that distinction. Absolutely.
Yeah. I blamed myself. Like, I should have already known better, done better, been better, you know, with all my tools and education and intelligence and, you know, privileges. It's like, I should have been doing this a whole lot better a long time ago. And I had a real sort of chip on my shoulder, but only for myself.
Oh boy, can I relate?
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't be this way. I shouldn't.
Right.
But not knowing how to really step out of that.
Right. So I think that's an important piece of what we're talking about here today. And actually, David Hawkins talks about that at great length in the whole Power versus Force series, is that we have the power to be responsible for our own happiness. We have the power to choose happiness, just like we have the power to choose unhappiness. And we are innocent. He talks about this, especially in the book called Healing and Recovery. He talks about that so beautifully, that we are innocent. None of us have problems because we wanted to. None of us created problems just because we wanted to create problems. We are innocent. We did everything that we have done that was not healthy or beneficial because we were programmed to do that in one way or the other by something or the other. And so just like it isn't anyone else's fault what's going on inside of your mind or your body, it's not your fault either. And if we get nothing else out of this whole discussion of telling the truth, it's really about telling the truth to ourselves.
And, yeah, another segue to that in listening to you, Louisa, is I really got that to get to that place of being able to change your paradigm to taking responsibility, for a lot of people, it's a healing process.
Yeah.
And until you can get to that place of feeling worthy and feeling valuable enough about yourself, then you won't get to that tipping point, I don't believe.
Thankfully, we have a power and a divine energy inside of us. Thankfully, we have this divine power and energy inside of us that we don't have to know how to do that, but we do have to be willing, because we're beings of free will.
Mm, thank you for that.
Yes. And I say this because if it weren't for knowing this, I wouldn't be here. All we ever have to do is say, I'm willing. I'm willing to release whatever has been in my way. I'm willing to embrace whatever it is I want. I'm willing to tell myself the truth about what's going on inside of me. I am willing. And because we are beings of free will, and we also have this divine spark of life inside of us, hey, that's a magic winning combination. And that's really all that's ever required. Mm-hmm. We don't have to know how. And I think for me, and I know for a lot of people that I've worked with, it's the not knowing how that keeps us stuck, because we think we have to figure it out first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, actually, that just humbled me, because, you know, the truth is I didn't know how either. But because of prayer and because of just surrendering to
yes.
that power,
yeah.
that inner divinity, please show me how.
Exactly. That's all we ever have to
do. It's that humbleness of please
Amen.
Show me how.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just got chills all over my body.
Thank you for humbling me again.
Arriba. So you know what? This is amazing. When somebody else is here to talk to, time goes even faster than it normally does. So I want to let everybody know that I'm just delighted to have Pat here with me on the show. And I hope that we are going to do an even better job at inspiring and uplifting everyone than has been going on before. So I want to make sure that everybody knows that next week We're actually going to be here from 1 to 3 p.m. We're having a very special show. We're going to be interviewing Bev Bowers. She is a local community luminary, and her passion has been, for a very long time, bringing these incredible women musicians to the Cincinnati area. And what we're going to be doing is talking with her about how empowering women has really been a spiritual path for her. So I'm really, really looking forward to having that interview with Bev. So I hope you join me next Wednesday. That's the last Wednesday in the month. We'll be here from 1 to 3. And in 2 weeks, we are going to also be here from 1 to 3. And that day we're having an interview with Paulette Meyer, who I have discovered is no relation to Pat, who is sitting here beside of me. And Paulette has a number of CDs out, and we've played her Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD and featured it on the show a couple of times, and I played you some of her music earlier. She also has a kids CD, and she has some new songs. So we're going to have her doing some live music in the studio, and we're going to talk to her about her passion. Actually, Paulette is an amazing woman. She has so many different passions. It'll be really interesting to see what she actually winds up talking about that day. She's one of those people that you don't ever want to limit. You just want to, like, give her the floor and let her go. So I'm really looking forward to both of those talks. So next week, we're here from 1 to 3, the last week in March, and also the first week in April, we're here from 1 to 3. So I really hope you join me then, and we will hear those interviews from both of those amazing, amazing women. And if you're just tuning in by any chance, I want to let you know that the name of the show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We're here every Wednesday. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and life coach. My co-host is Pat Meyer. And what sort of byline would you like to give yourself? Yes, I am Pat Meyer.
The silence breaker.
I'm sure she'll come up with something catchy.
I will. Give me a week.
Okay. Anyway, and I want to let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And I would love for you to connect with us on Facebook. And not only let me know what you like about the show, what you'd like to hear about on the show, but also to get in touch with me, because what I really want to do is feature more and more personal stories, transformational moments, aha, awakening, epiphanies, whatever you call that. Or if you have a story to tell about your spiritual journey that you think might be inspirational to other people, then I would also like to hear about that. And we can have you on the radio show, either by phone if you're in the area, or you can come into the do that. I said that exactly backwards, didn't I? By phone if you're not in the area, or come in the station if you are. And so I also want to let you know that we were talking earlier about getting in touch with that inner divinity and being willing. And if you really want some help with doing that, I want to let you know that on my website, which is just my name, louisadyer.com, there is a free guided meditation. It is about connecting with that inner divinity, that higher self. It's about helping you feel grounded within your own being so that you can access that inner truth and that inner courage that lives inside of you. And I know it lives inside of you. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. If you are breathing, you are alive, then that divine spark of life is inside of you. How do I know that? Because if it weren't, you would be what we call dead. So there's empirical evidence here that that source of life is alive and well inside of you. So there's a lot of free tools out there. And there's one that I just mentioned on my website if you want to use that. And another is this radio show. Oh, and also on my website, I just want you to know that all the shows that I did while I was in Asheville are archived on that website. Somebody the other day was asking me about that and didn't realize that. And within a month, at the very most, I'll have all of these shows archived on there as well. So again, I hope you join Pat and I back here next week from 1 to 3 Eastern for Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we're going to close out today with our theme song for the show, which is God Is by Faith Rivera. And if you listen to the words of this song, you're going to get it. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, however you are showing up in the world, that's where and how God is showing up in the world. Because God's in you as well as all around you. It's like this 13-year-old girl told me one time when I asked her what was her understanding of God. She just looked at me like I was crazy and she said, well, you know, I am God. And God is so much more than I am. And that's really what this song talks about. So I really hope you enjoy this. And I'll see you back here next week. Want to say bye, Pat?
Have a great week, everyone.
All right. Enjoy.
Where I am.